Thank you, Jennifer, for talking with me. I just finished reading your book, Purposeful, which the subtitle is, "What Are You, a Manager or a
Movement Starter?"
Movement Starter, which I just love. That's such an interesting technology, an interesting dichotomy. Mm-hmm. We have so many people talking about trying to find their ways into being a thought leader. And what you're saying is, let's talk about movements. You know, let's take the focus off of you and onto what you're doing.
Which right. Is Can you take the thoughts that you have and mobilize other people around them to actually create change or action in the world?
Right. Which is, you know, the point ultimately. So you come to this from a career in tech, from your work at change.org, which obviously informed a lot of what you did, work with Facebook communities, which informs your sense of motivating mm-hmm. communities. So tell me a little bit about how the book Purposeful came from this experience.
You know, it's interesting that my first real experience with thinking about writing as a way to drive action actually came when I started writing for LinkedIn as a LinkedIn influencer. Mm-hmm. They started the influencer program in 2013 and asked me to be one of the early influencers while I was at change.org. And my first experience with writing, you know, as part of that program, I had to write pretty regularly. And at first it was very intimidating. I thought, how am I going to do this? Come up with enough material to write regularly. And it prompted me to start thinking back over my life to that point and the things that I had learned from various people and experiences. And so I started writing with this methodology where I would start by saying 5 lessons I learned from. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. And then I would just add a person's name there or an experience. And I thought it's fascinating because no matter what I put after the dots, I have learned something. It was quite easy for me to start writing in that way. And so when I started thinking about the book actually happened in a pretty interesting way because I was giving a talk in London at a conference, and someone who heard my talk worked at a publisher and asked me if I had thought about writing a book. And, you know, in the back of my head, I thought, yes, I've always thought about writing a book, but I just don't know how you go about doing that. And I was very lucky to have met this person who could kind of help me in that process. But when I thought about sitting down to write the book, it really became much more like the process I had learned over all those years at LinkedIn, which is how do you break down what you're trying to say into discrete pieces, think about the story you're going to tell in each part, and then get started that way. And the concept behind the book really came to me while I was at Change, and then coalesced even more when I went to Facebook, which is that I saw regular people just like you and me doing these incredible things in the world. And they took so many of the same steps along the way that I thought, boy, if I could just help more people understand these steps, then perhaps more people could effectively change the world. And that's why I wrote the book.
That's great. That's great. I mean, I can sense that there's that generosity, that wanting to just share. Who are you trying to reach with the book, may I ask you?
You know, my goal was to try to reach, just people who think that the world could be a better place.
Right.
And what I say at the beginning of the book, which I really believe, is that anyone can create change. And that's what I saw in my roles where I had front row seat to people doing it every day, is they just came from all walks of life. It was children and grandparents. It was, you know, people who were wealthy and people who were incarcerated. It was veterans and, you know, people in every part of the world. And so it just felt like if more people in general could understand how to do it, that more of us could.
Right, right. The idea that we, you know, have more power than, you know, we can make an impact.
That's right. The publisher who I happen to work with, who is a great publisher, tends to be more business-oriented publisher. And so it ended up morphing into a little bit more of a business-oriented book than perhaps I had originally intended. And I think in terms of the actual audience it reached, it might have been a little bit more skewed to the business audience.
Yeah, yeah, that's the nature of publishing. they go where the markets are. So
yeah.
But it was so tell me a little bit about the process of writing, because it sounds like your process, you had a process down for the LinkedIn posts, which was to write, to discover and analyze and really think deeply about what you knew and learned, right?
That's right.
Did that.
So this was similar. Yes. I think it was very intimidating to think about how to write an entire book worth of content.
Yeah.
And as you know well, you actually write well more than a book's worth of content, because by the time you edit it down, there's a lot that goes on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
But what I did was really start with an outline of what are the key things I want to get across. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking about what would be the most effective stories and data to back up each of the things that I was trying to say. And I came up with a list of people whose stories I wanted to tell, and I interviewed them. And, you know, mainly did it over the phone and then had those interviews transcribed. And so when I went to write each section, not only was it easier because I had broken it down into the outline, which had chapters, and each chapter had a set of main themes, but within each of those themes, there was a story. And for many of those, there was an interview. And so I had a little bit of content to start with.
Right, right. Yeah, well, that's, you know, essential. You have to do that. The work, you can't just start drafting, you have to work its way to where you are. How has the book been received? I mean, what has happened since it's come out, which has not been a terribly long time? It's pretty new still, right?
Yeah, it came out in 2018. So there's been a great reaction to the book. I think the most meaningful thing for me is just hearing from people who've read it and say, this was really powerful, or, you know, I am taking on this new challenge because I read your book, those kinds of things. Every once in a while I get someone who makes a video about it or comes to me and has it all dog-eared and underlined and things like that, which is pretty amazing. One of the things that I did around the time I started the group is I started a community around the book called Purposeful, and it's a community for movement starters. And I opened it up, whether or not people had read the book, they're invited to the community. And so there's, you know, many hundreds of people in there communicating with each other about the things that they're trying to do in the world and supporting each other around those movements. And that's been, I think, one of the more powerful things to come out of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think I find for most, you know, nonfiction authors who are trying to change something with their words, it's the book and, you know, the book either grows out of other work they're doing, or the book becomes a foundation on which other work is built, right? So you have these communities that you're building.
That's right. And I obviously did a lot of speaking about the book as well. And reached a lot more people through that mechanism. It's interesting because having done so many talks about the book, the other thing that happened is I now sort of coalesce the themes and the message from the book in a different way. Yeah. And actually, I sort of wish I had given the book talks before I wrote the book, because I think the way I describe it now is actually more clear than what I wrote to begin with. But
yeah, that's what happens when you go out and talk about it and defend it, you know, just further clarify it. That's the argument to teach and speak on it first, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. Or do a second edition.
That's right. Or a different book. Yeah.
Or a different book. Right. Yeah. Right. But that's funny. That's true. Because it is. I spoke to a researcher who said he is a psychologist, cognitive scientist, who writes the book first and then structures his research experiments, because the act of writing the book makes him really do enough of a deep dive that now he knows how he wants to conduct his further research in that area, which is really interesting. So,
yeah.
So the book can just be one part of your progression on the topic.
That's right.
Not a one and done thing. That's great. So let's see. So you are now speaking on it. How are you taking this going forward? You're doing the communities, you're speaking on it.
Yeah, so I have the community. I do a lot of talks. I do sort of two primary types of talks around the book. One is at conferences around relevant themes and topics. So for instance, I speak at a lot of conferences that are about community building or change making. Sure. I also do a fair number of company talks. So I go inside of companies and talk to the teams there about how they can think about making change, you know, inside a company. You don't have to always change something enormous in the world. Movements can start inside your own company or inside your own school. And then I'm doing some teaching as well. So both at Stanford and Berkeley and at Singularity, I do some teaching that covers some of the concepts from the book too.
That's great. So in the book, you talk about the getting past the fear of making a change, of putting things out. And you write very well about that, which is something that we all experience. And certainly as authors, we experience too. There's the fear of putting the book out, of doing that. How did you practice that on yourself?
It's so funny. I hear, one of the themes that runs through the book is that activists and entrepreneurs have a lot in common. And often the steps of creating a movement are sort of this similar to the steps of creating a new company. And oftentimes, especially in entrepreneurship, this term fearlessness is thrown around a lot. Like, you have to be fearless. Yeah. And I just really disagree with that. I absolutely don't think that fearlessness is a part of it, that most of us are afraid. So it's really about how do you overcome the fear that you have and keep going. Right. In the book, I talk about this concept I call ICTICTA, which is an horribly named acronym for a saying that says, if I can do this, I can do anything.
Yeah.
And that's generally the philosophy I've used in my life to do things that I find scary. I try to start by first doing other things that I also find really scary that are unrelated. I joke about it, but I was on vacation once with my family and we were, wanting to do some water sport thing and we got on this very tiny speedboat in essentially like the middle of the night. It's pitch black dark and we're going super fast over, very bumpy waves. And I was practically having a panic attack. I was just so scared. And I just said to myself, I just kept saying to myself, if I can do this, I can do anything. If I can get past this moment, then whatever else seems scary will seem less so.
Yeah.
And that has, that has proven to be true for most of my life. So it makes other things like putting out a book and going on a, book tour actually seem less scary than some of those other moments.
That's right.
Where your life is at risk potentially. Yeah.
The concept really resonated with me. So I'm glad to know how you pronounce that.
Yeah, right. It's horrible. I really need a better name for it.
Ikatikta. But it does fit. And that is part of the process of everything involved with a book, right? You keep stretching your comfort zone and saying, well, I can do this.
That's right. That's right. Great.
Yeah. And there's a quote at the end too, which I really like, which is, it's actually not about, you have a quote near the end of the book. I have it right here. Knowing whether we've had an impact on others is not the point. Living a life in pursuit of a positive impact is what matters. I just love that. That's, another reframing of it to say.
That's right. We're always in pursuit. And it's interesting. One of the women that I worked with early in my career is a woman named Lois Lufbro, who started what is now called Breakthrough, was then called Summer Bridge. It's this program to help first-gen college students, middle school kids get on the path to be first-gen college students. And I saw her recently, and she says she uses this saying, what have I done today? Where someone like her who has made this incredibly profound impact through her life's work, she doesn't also just sit back and say, boy, I had a great life. Every day she wakes up and says, what can I do today? Right. And it might just be something small. And it might be, for people who are writing their book, it might just be what can I get done today? One paragraph, one section. It doesn't really matter as long as you just keep in pursuit, as you said.
Yeah. Yeah. So advice you would give to prospective authors who have something they really want to share that is maybe movement generating, you know, an idea towards making a positive change. What would advice would you give?
Yeah, so I'd say in general advice to people who are looking to make, you know, create something into a movement or create positive change, I now use what I call the three C's, which are courage, community, and commitment. So basically, that's all you need. The first is the courage, and it's not big courage. It's just the courage to get started, essentially, to get, you know, off onto the mat, as they say in yoga, or in the book, I compare it to starting a standing ovation. It's kind of like starting a standing ovation for a show that is pretty good, but not amazing. Like you're going to stand up and you're not sure anyone else will. Yeah. That's the kind of courage I'm talking about, because most of these things start pretty small, and so will your book. The second one is community, which is just that you can't do these things on your own. So, you know, whether you have a publisher and an editor, or you're self-publishing and you just want to ask your friends to take a look, like not being in it alone is really important. And so many people are afraid to ask for help when really most people love being asked for help.
Yeah, it's generous.
Yeah, it's generous. They want to contribute, right? Yeah. Yep. And then the third piece is commitment. It's just, you know, these things take time and they don't happen overnight. There are a lot of obstacles on the way. And if you can just keep pushing through those things, then you will be successful.
Yeah, that's great. That's great advice. It's very inspiring. You know, I think you are yourself, not just an author, but a movement starter. So I think you will.
Yeah. And I think we all put a lot of pressure on ourselves around what that looks like. And I think that's the other piece, is learning to be a little bit more generous with ourselves about what impact does look like. And that was the point of the end of the book, is just, we have the opportunity to inspire people all around us every day in the small things we do. It doesn't have to be enormous. You don't have to be the next Gloria Steinem to be impactful.
Right.
And I think the other thing that's important, that has become important for me when thinking about writing, is just to really focus in on what my objectives are. Because sometimes a book is the right medium, and sometimes it isn't, depending on your objective. And so for me, the book was a good medium for, you know, leaving a legacy of the thoughts that I believed were important to share, and having them coalesced in one place and so forth. If what I had wanted, though, was the maximum number of people to see and hear or read the content, then that might not have been the best mechanism. So, for instance, some of the things that I've written online, like on LinkedIn or other places, have actually been read by more people.
Sure.
And so it's really, I think it's really helpful to think through what it is you want to accomplish before you think about which platform
Point. You know, really effective, you know, writing on LinkedIn or, you know, certain medium online sites,
media, blogs, right?
You know, you can potentially reach a lot more people with smaller bites of content.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that's true. A book is not the answer to every, nor should it be.
Yeah.
But doing so does make you delve deep and really focus on and refine your, I mean, there's almost the argument to do the book for the self-transformative process that you go
through.
That's right. With it, right?
That's what I think, like, this book will be around forever. My children and grandchildren will read it. And, you know, it's sort of a permanent mark of what you've done and what you've thought about, which online writing is less so. It's not entirely impermanent, but... And I'm so glad I did it. The process was amazing and I learned a lot, and I may do it again. But it isn't necessarily the answer for all the things you want to think about how to get your ideas across or how to mobilize people, et cetera.
Yeah, that's great. That's great advice. Thank you. Thanks for taking the time to share your perspective and your advice.
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks.